Thank you all for still being here. I want to start with a question. How many of you have bitten into a fruit, expecting to get a flavor or something out of it, and then just feeling like you're eating a sack of water? Show of hands. Pretty much everyone, right? Okay, good. So we, as fruit breeders at the University of Florida, have heard your complaints, let me tell you. And so we are making flavor a priority in our breeding program. And this means that this is something that we're screening our germplasm for. So year after year, there are some plants or selections that we find have an increased or a stronger flavor that we didn't really know what to call. So we've kind of taken to calling these selections the aromatics. And what the bulk of my research has focused on is whether or not this aromatic trait is just something that breeders can pick up on because we try about 1,000 berries a day, or if normal people can differentiate blueberries that are aromatic from the traditional regular flavored blueberries that we have, because you can't visually assess any differences between the two of them. And then what we wanted to know, of course, is like if consumers can tell a difference, do they actually like these aromatic blueberries better than just a plain Jane regular flavored blueberry? And then the third question would be, what is the actual biochemical difference between the aromatic blueberries and the like our traditional flavored blueberries? So in 2018, we took a group of 21 aromatic blueberries. So these are different genotypes with all different genetic backgrounds, but they all have this trait in common. And we fed them to an untrained group of panelists. And what we found was they could tell a difference between the aromatics and the non-aromatics, which was good, and that they liked the aromatics as long as they had other sensory qualities like good firmness, high sugar. They actually liked them better, so this is a trait of value. In terms of the biochemical differences between the aromatics and the non-aromatics, what we find is that aromatics tend to have higher sugar. So maybe that explains why people like them better. But also they have other volatile differences. So they have much higher levels of linalool and limonene, which is a citrus flavor, and linalool is more floral. And these are a lot better flavors than most of the other volatiles that are present in blueberries, which tend to be more grassy, green notes. So what we hope is that we can make blueberries taste great, and you can enjoy highly flavored blueberries.